Birmingham in the U.S. didn't exist until 1871.
Okay. What about the weather? It's always raining over here, so the weather is probably better in Birmingham in the U.K.
You're right. There are 26 inches of rain in Birmingham in the U.K. There is twice as much in Birmingham in the U.S., 53 inches.
Interesting.
Yes, but it's colder over there. The average temperature in Birmingham in the U.S. is 73 degrees Fahrenheit, whereas in Birmingham in the U.K., it's 55 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 10 degrees colder.
So, why are you telling me all this anyway?
I'm reading an article in the newspaper. It's about a mistake that they made in Birmingham. That's Birmingham in the U.K., not ours.
What happened?
They made an advertisement for Birmingham in the U.K., but they used the wrong photo. They put a photo of Birmingham in the U.S. on the advertisement instead of Birmingham in the U.K.
No! How funny!
Yes, I thought so too.
File 9C. Listening.
Rachel, did you know that there are two cities called Birmingham?
Really? I know the one in the state of Alabama in the U.S., but where's the other one?
It's in the U.K.
Okay. Are the cities very small?
Not really. One big difference is the population. There are only 243,000 people living in Birmingham in the U.S., whereas there are over 1 million in Birmingham in the U.K.
So, Birmingham in the U.K. is bigger then?
Well, no. The area of Birmingham in the U.K. is 63 square miles, while Birmingham in the U.S. covers 93.8 square miles.
Oh, that's big.
Yes, but there aren't as many people. Birmingham in the U.K. isn't very green.
And the American Birmingham is really green.
Yes, and there's also a big difference in age. Birmingham in the U.K. was already a small village as early as the 7th century.